Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode. I am Michael Petro, and on the show this week, you've got Jimmy Skinner, Emily Clark, and myself stepping outside of the studio for the first time in a while and recording live from Movies in the Park at Assiniboine Park in Winnipeg, Manitoba, from the Lyric Stage. We got to take in a couple weeks ago two movies. We did a double feature, and the first of those being Sing 2. So that's what you're going to listen to. You're going to listen to our live commentary from Movies in the Park on a movie that none of us had actually seen. So that'll be a treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. We had a lot of fun doing these. We're going to be doing them again this Friday, August 19th. We'll be there for Moana and Spider-Man No Way Home. So if you've listened to this and you're from Winnipeg and you're going to Movies in the Park, watch for the banner right in front of the table. It says The Real Debaters, got the podium on it, all of our shit. Come on over after the film. Tell us what you liked about it. Tell us what you didn't like about it. Come over during the film, for fuck's sakes. If you see that microphone there, just come over and say hello. Hey, listen, I listen to you guys. And I want to give you my 2 cents on why The Rock is awesome in Moana, or which three Spider-Men were your favorite. Come over. Say stuff like that. We definitely encourage it. So up first is Sing 2 with Emily, Jimmy, and myself. Next episode that you'll listen to, because you love us, right? That's right. You do. Will be The Eternals, which we actually all had seen. And we almost stayed the course. We almost did the entire evening, but we'll let that episode speak for itself. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you a special features, the commentary on Sing 2 live from Movies in the Park. I will cue that reel, and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order, I show you out of order!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Real Debaters production. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to where we're actually out in real life.
We're in public
right now.
Real life Real Debaters?
Yeah. This is so weird doing this out of the studio.
Where's the basement? I'm scared.
Where's Shauna with my snack?
The sun's gone down.
Thank goodness.
With the sun down, we're allowed to be outside.
It still feels really big.
So as we mentioned in the last
couple weeks, where are we, Jimmy?
We've magically transformed out to a field in the middle of Assiniboine Park.
The mobile studio.
Not which, just any field, though. Mike, tell us more about this field.
So this field is situated right outside of the Lyric Theater, where Movies in the Park take place. I believe we can thank the casinos of Winnipeg, the Manitoba Liquor Marts, for putting on such a lovely event, which is basically a bunch of really fun, cool people.
Buy liquor.
Also, don't forget the Assiniboine Park Conservancy group.
Yes. Oh, of course. Yes. Hang on. Let me just, I'm going to do something here.
We have a lot of people to thank.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. So at the moment, take your headsets off for me, guys. Yeah. We've got, do that.
Oh, I heard a fart.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, good.
My headset made a sound.
Yeah, that was that echo. That's Martin's line that was echoing
gone?
In. Yeah,
okay.
That's gone now. So anyway, so ladies and gentlemen.
Live via Skype. Martin Navarro.
We are situated in Assiniboine Park. This is our first remote podcasting without the use of a plug. So we'll see how long this goes for. But as mentioned, we said we would be here for Movies in the Park, thanks to the Assiniboine Park Conservancy, like you said, Emily, to watch Sing 2, which is on in the background right now.
We were here the whole time.
Definitely didn't miss any of it. Some of us were here the whole time.
Yeah, sorry about that. that was a brain fart on mine. The backup generator that we have here, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to use yet because I keep watching the power on my MacBook. But maybe if there is an interruption, that's just because we have to switch power. But the point is that we were going to come sit here and we were just going to talk about the movie with everybody, kind of gauge your reactions. So I think first and foremost, raise your hands. Who's seen this? Jimmy, have you seen Sing 2?
No, I have never seen Sing 2.
You know what? My kids have seen it, and I've seen Sing, but I have not had the pleasure of seeing Sing 2 yet. But I got to say, we're, what, like 20 minutes in or something?
Yeah.
I've been grooving the whole time. Like, I'm digging it. The music has been so good so far.
Well, for everybody who hasn't seen it, we'll preface it by the breakdown is it's a computer animated jukebox musical comedy. I don't think that's a genre.
Jukebox musical comedy.
Is there another movie that would fit under that?
I don't. Can you think of one?
Like,
I'll try to think of
every
one.
Disney movie.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah.
that's like a musical.
Yeah. Jukebox comedy. But it's not animated yet, right?
No, it's not animated, but it's a, but I'd say it's a jukebox
I think
comedy.
That's dead on. That was the, quick.
Thanks. quick. I know my musicals.
Well done. musical jukebox comedy.
I think the basic plot of it is that these little animated characters from the first one, and get us in the comments, guys, if we're wrong. But they try to go on tour and they aspire to a record company and,
yes.
and try to get some sort of performance deal.
They
right?
seem to be like auditioning for the record company right now. And yes. just to be give a description of what I'm witnessing right now, it is multicolored flamingos dancing to Cake by the Ocean on roller skates.
Cake by the Ocean.
Woo!
That's one of my favorite like lesser known songs.
Is it lesser known?
Lesser known, Mike.
I don't
well,
think it
to,
is.
Well, I shouldn't.
That,
is
it Sing yeah. too?
okay.
there was some. They had some Real Slim Shady on just before this, which like
that's an interesting reference to make.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
I think this is one of the first movies that they really got down and dirty with the musical artist to get either them in the film or their track in the film. Like, it doesn't. I wouldn't put it past the studio to be like, all right, how do we double our money here and get record sales, right? Like,
well, I mean, it's a Disney movie, so they have nothing
but money.
Is it
Disney?
I thought it was DreamWorks.
Oh, I thought it was Disney.
Who makes it? It's Universal, actually.
Oh, Universal. Oh.
We're all wrong.
Well, they all have nothing.
That's real
money.
Debaters. Nobody's right.
And we've been here the entire time, ladies and gentlemen.
The real debate is the mistakes we made along the way.
Written and directed by Garth Jennings, co-directed by Christopher Lord DeLay. The film stars an ensemble cast of, this is where it gets crazy.
This is a not-so-cast.
Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, Taron Egerton, Tori Kelly, Nick Kroll, Jennings. I don't know who Jennings. Thanks, Wikipedia. Peter Sefranitz, Jennifer Saunders, and Nick Offerman all reprising their roles from the first film. Second film is Bobby Cannavale, Spike Jonze, Pharrell Williams, Halsey, Chelsea Peretti, Letitia Wright, Eric Andre, Adam Buxton, and according to Jimmy, it's Bono, not Bono.
No, you said Bono.
Did I say Bono?
Mike
yeah,
said
I said Bono
in
the car.
Bono.
But I think I've always said Bono. That's the thing.
John Bon Bono.
John Bon Bon. Okay, so we know who's in it. We know what it's about. What's the animation to you like so far, Emily?
Sorry, I got really into that for a second. The pig was funny. The animation seems like it's exactly the same as the first one. So very colorful, very cartoony, but the facial expressions, the micro movements, everything is really great. It's exactly what you expect from a DreamWorks film.
Wasn't Justin Timberlake in the first one? Wasn't that where his big summer hit came from?
I don't think there was any original music.
No?
I think it was.
Yeah, I feel like they.
Or it was Trolls
covers.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you think Trolls.
Yeah, I'm trolling everybody.
You've seen Trolls.
No, I haven't actually. I don't see. This is the thing. See, this is why I thought this would be fun. A, I've never seen this movie, so I'm reacting in real time.
Oh.
And B, I don't watch animation anymore. Like since Disney.
Garth Jennings did Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah,
sorry,
raise your mic
that.
Up. I can't hear you.
I didn't know that. Garth Jennings did Hitchhiker's Guide.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I
didn't want to interrupt you.
Whatever
there,
is
no,
happening
no.
here right now is giving me real Glee vibes.
Like, is that good?
I think it's
like original Glee. So like, yeah,
oh,
it's good.
It's some sort of it's a musical. Glee's a musical, right? They're all auditioning.
Fox comedy.
They're auditioning in Glee, aren't they? Right? High School Musical? Am I confusing the two?
Glee and High School Musical are two different things.
They're two different things.
But do they both take part in a
high school
music department?
Yes.
That's where I'm bleeding the
yes,
lines.
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't have that big of a dinner. My blood sugar's dropping already.
There's not 100% sure what's happening here, but there's definitely some conflict around this tryout. Or it's not a tryout, sorry. That's sports. This audition. And an angry wolf.
Yeah, I think the wolf is the record producer that these little furry creatures are auditioning for.
It
I
seems
think
like
that's,
he likes them, maybe?
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell because
he
hit definitely
that buzzer
is angry.
A lot.
Jimmy, did you see Sing 1?
No, I have never seen Sing 1.
Okay, you haven't seen Sing 2 then, I'm assuming.
I have not seen Sing 2, no.
And I think this is one of those movies where if you haven't seen the first one, you're F-U-C-K-E-D.
No, you know what? The first one is really cute. It's just a whole bunch of like misfits auditioning to be part of this theater that's run by this little koala. And so they all audition to be like an act with
but
this
he doesn't
little
have
koala's
any money,
theater.
Right?
But he doesn't have any money.
Okay.
Right. And so it's supposed to be a big prize, but he doesn't have any money. But then it turns out the real prize is the friends we made along the way. So it's fine.
Oh, I love that theme.
God damn it.
It's not about the
money.
Yeah, it's about friends. I know from doing some little bit of research on this. I love the play on Bono and Clay Calloway is the name of his actual character in this, which is based on the real life musician Cab Calloway.
Oh,
okay. Who's Bono play?
Bono plays the reclusive artist who I believe this crew of singers goes to find to bring out of retirement.
Oh.
Well, he's kind of like a Sugar Man. You ever hear the story of Sugar Man, the guy who like wrote a stupid hit album and then went and hid in Brazil for like the rest of eternity?
No.
And then someone found out where he was and like this.
I think we might have him. Oh no, this is somebody different. I thought we were introducing the character here.
No.
Some other reclusive character.
This
perhaps.
Might more be a this. I think this is a diva. I think we're looking at here who's ever being introduced.
Oh, she's the llama the patron in the first one. She's like the patron llama.
Patron
of the
llama.
Theater.
Of course.
If we speak loud enough, no one will hear the music behind us, which will probably get us sued if we air this, so no big deal. You know, I've realized that when we did Sleepaway Camp, Jimmy, we turned the volume down. That's how we did this. You think we could ask them to turn the volume down?
No, they 100% will not do that.
That's fine. No big deal. Did your kids like the kids? You said the kids liked the first one, right, Emily?
No, they really liked the first one.
Oh, spin it around. You're...
They really liked the first one. I think they are less enthralled with the second one. They thought that today was Moana, so they were a little bit less.
I thought it was Encanto.
Encanto's a good movie.
I was so excited.
they thought it was Moana, but they are willing to tolerate Sing 2.
Okay.
I mean, it's no Bruno. Right.
It's no, we don't talk about Bruno, right?
No. With being Mama Bear,
yep.
A lot of these play in your house, I imagine.
You know, yeah, and there's a thing with kids, or at least with me anyway, with kids, where I very rarely get to sit down and watch an entire children's movie beginning to end, but I do see bits and pieces of children's movies over and over and over again, because especially when kids are younger, they watch the same fucking
right.
thing.
I did that.
Over and over again.
So eventually you kind of watch enough snippets of the movie that you know the entire play. Yeah, you've seen the whole thing, just like never all in one sitting. And so that's not the case with Sing 2, though. I actually haven't seen this one at all. Largely because I think they watched it once and were like, meh.
Not for us.
Yeah. They're like, whatever.
I mean, from as we were setting up, I was trying to pay attention every 30 seconds, and this seems like standard fare for Disney/Universal/Pixar/ whoever the fuck made this.
What did we decide in the end? It actually was Universal.
That being said, though, Scarlett Johansson can sing, right?
Yes.
Spike Jones, produced Pharrell, can sing. Halsey, I think she can sing. Chelsea Peretti doesn't. That's Jordan Peele's wife.
Yeah,
is it
I
not?
Don't
yeah.
know if Chelsea Peretti. I would say, yeah.
Does Boner sing? I mean, Bono?
Bono.
Whatever his name is?
Bono.
Does he sing?
Taron Egerton can sing as well, too. I mean,
wow. They're all talented. They're all very talented singers.
They're not nobodies. That's the thing.
Yeah. Sense.
And you know what? I'm probably not going to be able to make a judgment call on it this time because I can only partially hear it and whatever. But I did find in the first one that there was quite a lot of adult humor. Which I really always enjoy in a children's movie because I've been forced to watch a kid's movie. I certainly appreciate it being funny for me as well. So.
Well, and this is like 5 years later too, right?
Yeah, I think the original came out in 2016.
I can confirm that right here. The sequel to the 2016 Sing film. That's a long time for a sequel.
Yeah, that's a big jump.
But okay, so I kind of agree. But then when Frozen 2 came out, I remember thinking like, oh, that's cool. They made a sequel. But then when I thought about how long I've been like inundated with Elsa and Anna, and I was like, wait a minute, this has to be like,
it feels
almost 10 years. Wow. Yeah, so I think that was a pretty big space as well. So they, with kids' movies, they might just give them a chance to, I don't know, kind of grow up and have it really like, I don't know,
be a part of their life.
Into
yeah.
their life.
That's a smart idea. Like, yeah. And you know what? They like everybody tracks forums and groups now.
Harry Potter fucking did that.
Yeah.
That was my whole childhood to adulthood.
Yeah,
they have
absolutely.
Covered every part of my life, and they're still doing it.
Because Harry Potter, the books came out, I was the exact same age as Harry.
Fun.
Yeah, Array. So that was perfect for me. Like, when the book came out and he was 11, I was 11. And so I read them
you chased it.
Yeah. I did. I read them every year at the same age over and over and over again. And then when the movies started coming out, I was older and, like, whatever, the movies were great. So, yeah, I can totally understand how, you know, giving a good spacing to these kind of things can make them an integral
it's just part of your
part
life
of your childhood
yeah
your development
well and hitting them up too like they'll you're totally right like if they were 10 when this happened and when it came out and they were you know the sequel comes out when they're 15
yeah
that's your hook, right?
Absolutely.
That's your audience.
Well, and now you also, like, obviously Harry Potter, going back to that example, you have an entire, like, generation of millennials that, like, Harry Potter's their whole personality. Like,
really,
I'm a Ravenclaw, guys.
There's a
I'm a
Quidditch
Hufflepuff.
League.
There is a Quidditch
There's a
league.
Quidditch
yeah.
League. I think there's multiple.
Yeah. There was a Quidditch League in Winnipeg for a while. I think it didn't get off the ground.
Like most things do. Oh, I just caught that.
Darn it, Muggles.
Fuck. Where's Mark when you need him? He would have fucking followed up with you on that. Didn't get off the ground. I've noticed, though, like, looking, like, these movies, just these two movies alone, I was looking at screenshots before we showed up here. So I was like, I bet we won't watch the movie. And, like, it, you freeze frame this shit, and there's just so much shading and depth. And
yeah.
I mean, it, even if you don't give a fuck about the plot, watching it is really fun.
You'd think it was a Disney movie.
You'd totally think it was a Disney movie.
You'd think it was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Universal.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see they just brought up the Windows program? Whatever desktop it's playing off of.
On the screen.
Their desktop just showed up on the screen
funny.
For a second.
Oh, no.
Hey, we're all trying here
That's
tonight.
That's a nightmare.
That's wonderful. I didn't even notice, so there you go.
I feel the pigs in this scene are very reminiscent of Minions. That looks like Horton from Horton Hears a Who, the elephant. Like,
yeah.
Are
yeah.
they pulling the universe of Dr. Seuss into this a little bit, you think? Because
who owns Dr. Seuss?
I think it's a Universal flick, but we also thought this was Disney. So,
yeah,
hey.
Like, what do we know?
We're all over the board.
Yeah. You don't come here for facts, ladies and gentlemen. You come here for opinion.
We've been here the whole time.
We've been here the whole time. I think it's the title of the episode.
Yeah, we've been here the whole time.
I know they said that there was going to be a lot of singing, but so far I haven't noticed any of the kids in the crowd, A, singing, or B, wanting to come over and talk to us.
I thought it was a sing-along, yeah.
I'm looking at every one of you that's not looking at us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you listen to this show on the regular and you didn't pay attention to us here, screw you. No, I'm kidding.
Not the kid who biked by us with the stink eye, though. We
Scary.
See you. We're,
yeah,
we're happy.
What the heck? This
we're
is
happy
an
you acknowledged us, even if it was...
Like, what did the banner need to say for him to be excited?
Free popcorn.
Did he really get butthurt that the banner
wasn't
up to his?
I don't know.
I think he was
standards?
Just trying to read it and bike at the same time.
Yeah, you're right. That would cause my face to scrunch.
A concentration face. Yeah.
Do we enjoy a good, like, are animated musicals just getting tired?
I will never stop loving animated musicals.
I don't think it's ever going to end.
No, and you know what? Again, if we talk about these things being your, what you experienced in your childhood being your whole personality, I also grew up in what I would consider the kind of
the
golden age of Disney,
yeah.
Right? Like, I was 5 when The Lion King came out. And
perfect.
So I had the Timon and Pumbaa, like, popcorn container, and, like, and those of you who listen to our live debate at The Handsome Daughter know that my restaurant theme was Lion King, so you can see how much that kind of, like, influenced mm-hmm. my childhood. I was, I think, 4 when Beauty and the Beast came out. And
Little Mermaid's around that time.
Yeah, Little Mermaid, Mulan, you know, just when I was getting into, like, sort of the badass
just
age.
Slapper after slapper.
Yeah, exactly, and they're all musicals. So
sorry to cut you guys off, but there's some serious adult humor going on the screen right now where we got zoomed in on a leather butt of a ox.
A leather butt?
A sexy ox.
A sexy ox who was, like, borderline genuine grinding in the scene. This is the adult humor you were talking about, Emily?
I like his bangs.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that is a quaff, if I've ever seen. Who is he? Can we hear his voice? This is the thing about podcasting with headphones on in public, ladies and gentlemen, for a live commentary. You can't hear the voices of the people, but we've been here the entire time.
It looks like they're in a salon. And
yes.
So, like, this elephant is getting a makeover.
Yeah.
And if I recall the plot line correctly of this elephant, she's very, very shy.
And then we cut to Aerosmith.
This is great.
Is it good? Is it good?
Hey, they're harmonizing. That's for sure.
This is pretty funny.
Oh, it's too much fun. Let's see here. What else can we tell listener about this? Oh, the scene. Here's some fun Marvel knowledge for you, ladies and gentlemen. There's a scene where we'll figure it out, I guess. Scarlett Johansson's character, she gives a venue owner shit about not getting paid for her performance, which if you remember, in 2021 someone did a movie called Black Widow and it went straight to streaming, and
never
their contract, you never heard of it?
No.
Okay, all right. It's this little spy thriller, but anyways, their contract said that it was supposed to go to theaters only. They wrote that scene into this movie to be like, way to go, ScarJo, right? You fought for your fucking payday. So that's a that's kind of like a little little bit of a tracing of a real life moment, which I thought was cute.
That is cute.
The film was released in theaters one day after the first movie's fifth anniversary. And it's the first animated film with Letitia Wright, who is Shuri from Black Panther, Chelsea Peretti, and Boner.
Right.
So Chelsea Peretti, oh, my mic's funny again. Like, haha funny, but... Okay,
yeah, you just keep turning it around. I will talk in the side that does not work.
You know what? Don't tell me what to do. You're not my real dad.
You talking to whatever side of the microphone makes you feel good then.
Perfect. Chelsea Peretti from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Yeah,
I know her as Jordan Peele's better half.
Yeah, she's pretty funny. She's a divisive character in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a bit of a divisive show as well. But
why is it so divisive? Divisive, divisive, Boner, Bono?
Yeah, both. I have a... It's a, I don't know, yeah, divisive, divisive.
Does somebody on that show trigger you?
No, not me particularly. I think...
Dan?
No.
Your is girls?
It Dan? No.
Is it Dan?
Is it Dan? Damn it, Dan. No, I think so, like... Well, there's a conversation around like cop dramas in general and like the dramatization of like
making them look
policing
and
stuff
and
like
nice.
That. Yeah, okay, funny and okay. Nice and friendly. And then, but then the other side of that, where in the final season they kind of try to address that, and it just sort of like, I don't know, in my opinion, flops horribly.
Weird.
Is that because of everything that was going on globally with police at the time?
Yeah,
they tried to
like,
kind of cut into.
They have Rosa quit the police force in like protest, basically because of the way that like all cops are. Bastards kind of like ACAB.
Yeah, yeah.
And she becomes a private eye. And there's just like, they have some, they do in earlier seasons a couple of really good jobs. Like at one point, Sergeant Terry Jeffords is like stopped, like a stop and frisk in his own, looking for his daughter's blankie in his own neighborhood. And so, like, that's a really interesting scene they did really well. But anyway, I digress. Chelsea Peretti is. Abrasive in that show, and her sense of humor.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, the
she's got the slit eye.
Yeah, the style of her humor, the way that she delivers her jokes, it stands out from the other cast. And some people think it's really funny, and some people think it's really annoying. And I think it's really funny.
I think it's funny as well.
Yeah, I like that she. To me, it feels like she sort of does her own thing on that show, and the writers kind of write everybody else. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But that's kind of the she stands out in a positive way in my mind.
Jimmy, do you what's your favorite character so far?
In this one,
in this
I don't
one,
know.
Just from visually alone.
Shout out to everything great about those videos on YouTube. I watch those to catch up on a lot of things, and I watched the everything great about Sing 1.
Okay.
And you know what? I think it's just it's the gorilla guy for me. I like his leather jacket. I like his style.
Yeah,
doesn't want to be a bank robber. I get that.
He reminds me of the gorilla from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Huh.
In the first movie too, he sings like awesome songs. Like he does. Oh my god! I can't think of Billy Joel. Like lots of Billy Joel
Beautiful.
And stuff like that.
Really?
So, yeah. So he's got a pretty cool.
And he gets out of the life.
He does. He's supposed to be a getaway driver for like his family's gang, and yeah, and he manages to make a name for himself in music instead.
I really dig these piglets.
Oh, these are the Reese Witherspoon's kids, and they have 100. She has 100,000 of. I think this one's, or maybe this one's.
Did you say 100,000? Like
pigs, not really, but like.
Okay, she just has a giant litter following.
Yeah,
she has backup singers everywhere she goes.
In the first movie, they have a really funny scene where she doesn't tell anybody that she's trying that she's auditioning because she has to be home to like help her family, and she sets up.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and she sets up like a really intricate like contraption that like cooks everybody's breakfast and washes everybody and packs everybody's lunches and stuff, and so it's like you know like a very like. I don't know, Nutty Professor-esque.
Like what is it, the Goldberg machine?
The Rune yeah. Is it Rune Lithberg?
RuPaul's Goldberg machine.
RuPaul's, yeah. The guy, like from Back to the Future, Doc Brown's, like, thing that,
yeah,
was, like, toasting. Yeah,
Richard Goldberg.
His fridge. His freezer.
Yeah. Yeah.
The End of Waiting. The End of Waiting has one, right? Or every OK Go video.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. No, I think it's the Rune Glyphberg. I'm not 100%
Rune
certain.
Glyphberg.
I think I know
that
I'm.
That sounds like the Wish.com.
I'm totally. The Rune Glyphberg for $2.99 from Wish.com. Shipped
boy,
in
it's
72
dominoes.
Days.
It's just dominoes.
It's just dominoes.
It's
does the exact same thing. It's just dominoes.
Oh, that's my headset. Oh, my God.
Why are we talking about Rue Goldberg?
Because the pig character in this sets up a crazy contraption to like feed all of her kids so that she
can go audition. And then she gets it.
She does get it. She's very talented.
I dig the at home, like the housewife who's got a dream. I like that.
Absolutely.
And then they let her come. And
well, that's what's so nice about the first one. You kind of get this. I wonder who's going to make it. Like, who's going to get it? Which character? I like everybody. Who's going to?
Yeah.
Who's not going to make it kind of thing?
Well, it's definitely got this American Idol vibe to it as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
exactly, it's like
right?
the tryouts.
Like,
yeah.
I can't think of another animated show or even movie that kind of does that.
Super positive, uplifting songs.
Yep.
In the background right now that you shouldn't be hearing is On Fire by Alicia Keys, right?
Yeah.
Alicia Keys?
I think so.
Not Alicia Keys, I mean. That wasn't playing.
You can run through a goddamn brick wall after that fucking song.
No kidding, right? That one, and what's the Katy Perry tune?
Firework?
No.
Dark Horse?
Oh, the one about the
dun, 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 dun. You know the one, right?
No.
That wasn't enough?
You're going to have to sing it into the mic.
I'm making a face, and
you get maybe 3 seconds.
The face.
All right. I fucking don't know the lyrics. I'm positive it's Katy Perry because she did it at Super Bowl.
I'm making a think.
Is it a lion? I'm a lion.
You're gonna hear me roar.
That one. Yes. Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Something.
Either way, those are. This is definitely the
beautiful song.
The film for those beautiful songs that we'll stop singing.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for my contract, my web music, my singing.
Cease and desist
contract to come in. No. I mean, this is my big break, isn't it?
I'll get the cease and desist letter. She won't.
Wasn't that just how I became famous? Just that right there.
We'll send it into Simon Cowell for you and see what he has to say.
Please do.
Jesus.
I'm actually not scared of him anymore. He's had so much Botox he can't even make facial expressions. So, like,
is he happy?
I don't know.
I'm
just
going to
pretend he is. It looks like it looks the same.
Yeah. No. The mechanics of this film, Sing 2, are very like music world audition.
Yeah.
Trying to make it in a game that's got.
But now they're
a
group. It doesn't feel like it has the same stakes.
Seen the first one,
yeah,
I agree with you.
Me either.
I feel like we've missed something. Like, we get the gist of what they're doing. Like, they're auditioning to be on a tour. But
no, we were here the entire time. We did not miss the first 20 minutes of this film, Emily.
Okay, as someone who actually didn't miss it, I feel like I just haven't been paying close enough attention to understand why the stakes are high enough that I care. Like.
That's fair.
Oh, this is Vegas. Look,
Vegas.
It's Vegas. That's
cool.
Adorable.
Animated Vegas.
I love it. That's hilarious. I know exactly what that feels like. I mean, pulling
being
up
animated
to a hotel
in
like
Vegas?
That. No, pulling up to a hotel.
Oh, he
like
was
that.
Animated.
I was going to say, I've been lots of things in Vegas, but I don't think I've been a cartoon.
No, you don't know the drugs. You don't know what kind of drugs to get to turn you into a cartoon, let me tell you.
Or the hypnotisms they put you under.
That's very fucking true. Yes. I was animated, just not in
you
cartoon
were quite
form.
Quite animated.
Don't ever ask me to jig, listener. No, this is very tropey. This is very musical. This is very, this reminds me of like, I sang in choir in high school. Did you guys sing in choir?
No.
I sang in
did
choir.
Did you ever do any singing?
I sang in choir in church.
Okay.
If that's,
choir
I know,
is a choir is a choir, choir, choir.
I know anyone who knows me is going to be like, excuse me?
You never church? Sang in a choir, Jimmy, even in elementary?
No.
Not even like a singing group?
Nope. I was in the musical productions, but I did the lighting work. So I didn't have to really.
I also
do anything.
I sang in a divisional choir, like that was Pemina Trail School Division.
Yeah.
And we got, it was like a tryout choir, and then we got to go sing with the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra.
Ooh, God, that's a big damn deal.
Yeah, but I was like 10, and I was one of, you know, 300 or something. But it was like music of Mozart or something like that. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you had me. You had me until. Until it wasn't like Harry Potter done with the symphony.
School.
This was too. This was before Harry Potter.
Whatever, you know what I mean? Like maybe Lion King or some shit.
It was almost Harry Potter's time.
Harry Potter came next.
It was 2 years before Harry Potter. Okay, yeah, no, I sang in musical groups. I auditioned. Like I know, I'm empathizing with Gorilla here.
Did you feel the stress?
Yeah, I auditioned with I Just Can't Wait to Be King. For,
I hope I get it.
ta-da, you know, gonna be a mighty king.
That's awesome.
But I never got into the school music group, but I was in musical theater.
My daughter actually just told me today that she's going to middle school. She didn't just tell me she's going to middle school. I knew that.
She decided to go on her own. That's huge.
I know. It's amazing. She's going to middle school next year, and she just told me today that her middle school is doing The Lion King for their production next year.
Sick.
And so she asked me who I thought she should try out for. And I said, go out for
the lead,
obviously.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you don't get it, then whatever.
They'll
she's
give
like,
you, yeah.
She's like, well, my friend said that people will think I'm weird because I will be the youngest and, like, only the older ages get it. And I'm like, okay, Well,
that's not.
No. That's good advice. Like, you don't want to do anything weird. This is middle school. You need to fit the fuck in. So like, take that advice and go out for something
with
less.
A grain of salt.
No. Take that
listen
advice.
To your friend.
Listen to your friend. Don't stand out. Yeah. Be cool.
Yeah.
The shadows are your friend.
Yeah. So.
Oh, look at their breakdance fighting.
Are you raising Batman?
This is so much. This movie's fun.
I was born of the darkness.
We're born of the darkness. I have no idea what's happening on screen.
They're breakdancing.
Parallel to the story. But like this totally is one of those background movies that you could put on and you're just listening for the good music scenes and everything else is just fun.
Do you know what this reminds me of? It must be the same studio. Do you remember? Or maybe it's not the same studio. Maybe that was Disney. the one with the bunny cop, Zootopia.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a universe. It's very similar in animation style.
The animation of this reminds me 100% of Zootopia. And where they are right now, like Vegas, it reminds me of like the Zootopia like setup that they had in that movie. I'm not paying close enough attention to this movie to figure out if it has the same like... social undertones, but but Zootopia was incredibly political. It was awesome.
I can already tell that I think the theme of this one is if we can't do it alone, we can do it together, right? Because now they're coming at it as a group.
Cute.
Instead of everybody auditioning to you know, shine solo.
Did you guys watch a lot of American Idol?
I did for the first 3,000 seasons.
Yeah, like Kelly Clarkson and
Clay Aiken and
Justin
Ruben Stuttered,
yeah, big old Ruben.
I don't know that name.
You don't know those names?
I don't know.
And name. Carrie Underwood,
Brian Dunkelman.
Like,
is that
did
a name?
Just make that up?
I think he just
no.
Made
he
that
used
up.
To host with Seacrest.
Brian Seacrest sat next to a person named last
Brian
name Dunkelman.
Dunkelman. Dunkelman did an interview years later, and he said that Seacrest would purposely there'd be setup joke, right? Seacrest would purposely fuck up the setup so that Dunkelman couldn't do the joke and made Dunkelman look like the idiot.
That is
so they got
amazing.
Rid of him
That's
really
why
early.
Ryan Seacrest is famous, and I don't know who the heck this Dunkelman guy is.
Nobody knows who Ryan Dunkelman is.
Like, I think there's a lesson to be learned here, and it's...
Screw over other people.
Yeah, it's like step on other people's heads on your way to fame. It worked.
It's so sad.
So,
Dunkelman.
I can't believe his last name is Dunkelman. Yeah,
that guy was never good. You know that was never going to... Ryan Seacrest knew he was never going to be famous.
He could have let him out
with
the
name
jokes.
Like
it
Dunkelman.
Wouldn't have mattered. change your name, kid. Just be Brian Dunk.
This Dunks. Fucker for not... Like, this movie for not being well known is pretty actually pretty
What do you
impressive.
Mean this movie's not well known?
Well, I'm saying to myself here.
Oh, I was
going to
say, what are you talking
it's
about?
It's my birthday
You're
weekend. It's all about
directly into the microphone.
I know. Well, okay.
Talking to myself out loud to dozens of listeners, Mike.
Dozens of listeners. Hey, we love every one of them 12. Theatrically released in the United States December 22nd, so it was a Christmas film.
Okay.
Right? So low-hanging fruit already. Everybody's off. Budget of $85 million.
And for this cast, do you think it'd be more?
Right? But at the same time...
It's just voice acting.
It's just voice acting, which you can do at home. Or, you know, you're just called in to do your lines and then you're done.
For everyone out there who's a voice actor, they don't mean it.
No. First of all, I don't want to alienate a single voice actor. No. What I'm saying is that it's...
I kicked them both under the table. It's fine.
It's not the stresses of being on a working set. Right?
Don't dig the hole, Mike.
No. I'm just saying. Like,
no, yeah, I know what you mean.
Their stressors are, you know, their voice goes a lot sooner than anybody else's would because they're constantly, you know, stretching it. And they're not in a room where they can interact with other people. They're just doing their stuff.
I love Billy West.
I've seen some voice acting, though, where they are in rooms together. Like, they're playing off of each other.
I think they do that with The Simpsons a lot.
And they do that with...
What's happening?
What's The Simpsons like?
It's an alien.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's a small child beside me.
That looks like a Teletubby.
Excellent. Just see if she wants to be on the podcast.
I'm talking about what's on the screen. What are you looking at?
Oh, there was a small child.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's an actual small child.
Yeah.
I was referring to the green thing on the screen.
I know. Okay, so I have a question for voice actors out there, actually. So I like to think of voice acting, and this is completely with no idea what I'm talking about, voice acting versus, like, on-set, you know, acting as, like, working from home versus working in the office. And so, like, when I go to the office, I have to, like, do my hair, do my makeup. I have to get, like, all dressed up nice and, like, look the part. But when I work from home, I just, like, throw like a
last
a
night's clothes on.
Fake or like not even. I have like a bunch of Dickie collars. So like
I know
even,
I've seen them.
They're not even real collars. They're just like the top, like a shirt. They're just like the collar part of the shirt. Yeah. And I just throw one of those on. And then, like,
no shit, it's all over her Instagram. I love it.
And then like I have underwear and that's it. And then I like turn my camera on and I'm like, hello, very important people that I'm talking to. And so my question to voice actors is, can you, when you voice act, do it like from home in your underwear? Or do you have to like to get into character, like still get all dressed up in your hair and makeup and like whatever, get into character that way?
My guess is whatever the character requires. So but at the same time, I get what you're saying.
Because like I play the character of a successful executive director, successful director. And so like
your real life character.
That's my real life character. And so, but I can do my character very well in underpants and half shirt.
Nancy
so.
Cartwright wears no pants when she does Bart.
That's what
is
I was wondering.
Fact?
You know,
it's because people keep eating her shorts.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not driving him home after that.
Seem
joke.
Like that's a Simpsons reference.
You can take your Simpsons reference. And walk over to the other end of the park with your microphone unplugged. That's what I think of that. We'll never live it down. Now that we did it live, I got to eat it forever.
It's your mom's fault.
Someone call me and defend me to these assholes. Someone call the show.
Someone call Mike's mom.
Leave a voicemail. Leave a voicemail defending my honor for not having seen The Simpsons.
You think you're better for not having seen it?
No, I don't, actually. I think I'm lesser than. I've always felt like I was missing something.
There's a missing piece in your life.
Back to the film, though, for a second. Like, I'm blown away at the $407 million worldwide income that this fucker brought in.
I think Scarlett Johansson is the rock and roll hedgehog. Sorry.
Oh,
I
no,
think,
that's fine. That's
I think
fine.
That's who she actually is.
I'm taking off a headset here for a second.
I'm just making shit up now. But that, like, popped into my head.
ScarJo can play anything.
Do you guys have an easy time? Like, okay, I know that Matthew McConaughey's in this, and if I was actually listening instead of just judging a movie by its animation.
I think he's the little koala.
The koala? Okay. Can you tell an actor's voice right off the hop? Like, if you just walked in here?
I don't think I can.
You can't? No, you don't have that?
I can sometimes. And so the thing for me is it usually comes with some random phrase or intonation or something that trips that switch in my brain that ties it into the same tone or phrase that they've said in another movie. And then as soon as that happens, my brain makes the correlation and like all my neurons start firing and it's great. But until that point, it's like I have an itchy spot in the
I'm sorry,
inside
he's
of my
driving
head.
A scissor lift on screen and I rent those. So like a little bit of all of us are in. Wait till one of them does like comedy and Jimmy be like, oh, I so emote with that animal. So you think ScarJo's the hedgehog?
I think ScarJo's the hedgehog. I guess, like, I have the power to look this shit up.
Yeah,
though.
So do I, too, actually.
It's better for the show if we don't.
Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling everyone's screaming at us, being like, it is ScarJo, you fucking morons. Watch the movie before you do this next time.
Listen.
Listen, this is comedy, ladies and gentlemen. This is us live reacting for you. And I'm sure some of you find this funny.
I've seen Eternals twice.
Okay. I've only seen it once.
That's funny.
But it was.
I've seen it twice.
See?
I expected to dislike it because everyone, you know, shit all over it.
Yeah.
But I actually liked it.
I think it's fine.
Hang on, let me see your phone. I'll look it up.
I
think it's fine.
That's what you want to hear from a movie.
There's nothing wrong with it.
How was it? Oh, it was fine. Critics agree. It was fine.
That's it. That's what Ebert
said.
It's
like when you go on a date with someone and your friend's like, how was it? And they're like, oh, they were nice.
They were nice.
Oh.
Oh, so there's not going to be a number two.
There's nothing else to say about them.
But there is going to be Eternals 2, Emily.
I heard by accident, and so did the rest of the world.
Oh, my God, Patton, you fucking moron. Let's save that for later to grind
Queens.
On him during the movie. Okay, so I got it up here.
He got it up?
Why
this
don't,
is a children
okay,
event.
This is so messed up. They don't put
it
the,
is.
They put Buster Moon.
Oh, Buster
Matthew.
Moon is the koala.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay,
Rosita is the pig.
Rosita.
Ash is Scarlett Johansson.
That's the punk rock.
Punk rock.
Punk rock porcupine. Okay.
Punk rock porcupine.
Punk rock porcupine.
They could have wrote. Where's the original music? You know.
Still waiting on my record deal. Did you hear I was in a very exclusive choir when I was 10?
Only like 300 people.
And it was at your church, so everybody got to sing no matter
how
bad
they
were.
That was the school one.
Okay, I found the right one here. Okay.
It was a Catholic school.
Okay, so yes, we are right. We are right. For two-thirds of us not having seen this film. Actually, three-thirds of us.
Three-thirds.
You've just been here the entire time.
All three-thirds.
I mean, we've been all here the entire time. Matthew McConaughey is Buster Moon. He is the koala.
just bust a moon.
Johnny, the gorilla, is Taron Egerton.
Huh. Rose. No, that makes sense, though. I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Really?
I think so.
Rosita is the pig.
And Rosita is...
That's Reese
Witherspoon, yeah. Right? The mama.
The mother of
babies.
25 piglets.
Oh, sorry, 25. 10,000. It's the same.
Cool. Yeah, whatever. You said 100.
100,000?
You did.
Well, that's maybe slightly more.
Slightly an exaggeration. Ash is Scarlet. You're like 4 for 4 here right now.
To be
Ash
fair, I said she was two other people before I said she
still
was
counts.
The horse.
That's fine.
Still counts.
Tori Kelly is Mina, the elephant.
Oh, the really shy elephant.
Yeah, the really shy elephant. Nick Kroll is Gunter.
Gunter. He's the other pig.
He's the other pig.
Yeah.
Maybe Gunter?
Oh, the husband pig?
No, there's the husband pig who doesn't perform. And then there's the other pig.
Like on stage or in bed?
You got to ask pig number one.
Okay.
You got to ask Nick Kroll.
But no, Gunter is the pig that performs with her. He does like kind of a...
like a variety show kind of thing?
He's more like kind of, I don't know, silly... but yeah, they do an act together.
Okay.
Who pitches these movies, I wonder?
I have it on good authority, and by good authority, I mean someone who writes children's music for Nickelodeon, that you just get real high and come up with whatever the craziest shit is that you can.
That's how Nickelodeon pitches?
That's how the music gets written for Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay, okay.
Children's shows. So okay. I'm assuming that, oh, that's a scary lion.
That's Clay Calloway.
The reclusive.
That's Bono.
That's Bono.
Bonero.
Yeah. It's whatever you want to call him, apparently.
Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo. The Bold and the Beautiful, Clay Calloway. Jimmy Crystal, who's the fox, the promoter, the asshole.
Jimmy Crystal?
Yeah, that's Bobby Cannavale, who we've seen in stuff.
Who's the wolf? My kids told me that he needed an attitude adjustment.
Billy Cannavale is
Billy.
That
close.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Crystal, Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah.
I only know Billy Crystal is the guy that goes to Red Sox games.
It's not Billy Crystal.
It's not Billy Crystal.
Okay.
Don't worry.
The other wolf, though, Portia Crystal's Halsey. So she's the daughter of this wolf.
That's a singer, right?
Yeah.
That's a singer.
Like a kid singer. No. Like she's not.
No.
She's not.
I think that's like her demographic.
She's not for elder millennials.
No, I don't think so. I think you can enjoy it.
Yeah, I just can't think of any of her music.
Just, yeah, it's not for us.
Mike, sing us Halsey.
Hit us with some Halsey.
Halsey
My
song?
Throat's got an itch. I don't want to stress it.
More of a fisherman's friend.
Yeah. Ricola.
I know that one.
I don't like those.
Neither do I. I like the commercial.
There's the green tea ones. Those are good.
I haven't had that.
Yeah, they're yummy.
I like a good green tea and ginger ale.
Yeah, they taste like green tea and ginger.
That's what I want.
Okay. That's what
I think your fantasy involves ginger ale being poured all over your person.
God, I love a good
ginger
ale. You're
going to be so sticky.
I don't want Canada Dry, Schweppes, anything. I think that's the only two.
That's the only, like, I'm waiting for the next ginger ale.
Yeah, what's
what is
the
it?
Third?
Verner's.
Alfonso is Pharrell Williams, which is the other elephant, the male elephant.
Okay, so I have a Pharrell Williams confession. Oh, you know the song Happy?
Of course.
Everybody knows that song. Okay.
I can sing that one.
I hate it. And
I think you're supposed to.
And the reason that I have this confession is because we were in the car
That's
on the way
take.
Here, and it came on, and I was like, can I change this song? And because I have like, a very strong rule that like if I'm not driving, I don't get to change the music, right? Like that's not how it works.
Like the captain's chair.
Yeah.
Like on the USS Enterprise.
The driver gets to pick the music. So this song comes on, and Dan knows I hate this song. And I'm like, can we change it? And everyone in the car is like, no, like all at the same time, like down the kids. And like, there's something about it. And like some songs too, like the music sort of like fades out. So you get like 30 seconds of like not repeating obnoxiousness till the end of the song, but not Happy. That song, he sings it like right to like 0.01 seconds. And like,
there's no pause.
I just hate it.
I know. There's a 24-hour version on YouTube.
That's how they released the song.
It's horrifying.
And you could add to it, like when he first released it, it was people doing the Happy Dance all over LA, and Magic Johnson was in it.
I remember all this.
And Ben Affleck was in it.
You're unlocking memories in my brain that
you
I didn't
clearly
know
don't
I
want.
Had.
And then eventually they just stopped adding to it, but it does play continuously now.
FML.
Yeah.
The Harlem Shake.
Dan made a playlist for our wedding, and I was like, can you remove this song? And he was like, well, I really like it. And I was like, okay, well, it's up to you. do you like it more than I hate it? And I was like, is this how you want to start our marriage? Like, make the right choice here, Dan.
Check the right box, Dan.
Because I think hate wins that fight every time.
Well, yeah. You hate more than you love.
Yeah.
I don't hate a lot of things. It's just I hate that song.
But nothing brings people together like mutual hatred of a song.
I'm a happy fucking person, too. Like, yeah. I don't know what it is, but I hate that song.
I don't have to know you, but if you hate Nickelback, we're best friends.
We're best friends. It's so easy to find, too, Mike.
Nickelback, for me, it was like they had such a perfect opportunity
to find
a way to lean into the fact that like they're universally disliked and just like make fun of themselves. Like Pamela Anderson, right? She just like she went out there and she made VIP like stripperella and just like made fun of herself.
Gave the people what they asked for.
Yeah, she's just makes no sense and she's hilarious. But then you get Nickelback who get all up in arms when like that police station is like, we're gonna arrest you for drunk driving and make you play listen to Nickelback all the way there, and they're like, whoa, take that down or we'll sue you. And it's like, that's so the wrong move, bro.
And it feels like the drunk guy would enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, if you had just leaned into it and be like, not only that, if you're caught more than twice, we're gonna come down there and give you a private concert, you know? Like, everyone in the world would have loved that. The publicity would have been excellent. But no, instead they had to be all butthurt and stupid about it.
Which just
adds to the fact that they're garbage.
Yep.
You guys want to know something?
Oh, yeah.
Bono wrote the original song, or you two performed the film's original song, I should say.
There's only one?
Bono. Your song saved my life. I have a strange feeling that he was like...
I have a strange feeling it's already on our
There's
iPhone.
An original song.
That's where I was going. I'm like, I think I have that phone on my iPhone. That song on my iPhone.
My ringtone, actually. I can't change it.
Woke up one
it.
Day and
I'll
all I can listen
back.
To.
Yeah.
Siri.
I'm not kidding.
I tried putting
my
phone on Do Not Disturb, but it still rings that song.
I think
still
that
disturbed.
Fucking song is on my phone.
It disturbs me every day.
Because, I mean, it's the original song, but I don't know if it was written
there's,
for
So
the
there's
film.
An original song in this movie?
Yeah, your song saved my life.
So what I said was total garbage. When I said there's no original songs, I don't think.
That's okay. We've been here the entire time. the song was released on November 3rd, 2021.
Are they in space now?
Came up. I think this is the finale. I think this is the theater scene where they all perform.
It's not in space. They just have a space background.
It's a very space background.
I was like, is this a sci-fi?
I believe what we're approaching in the theater sequence, there's over 10,000 animals for the crowd department.
So,
in the crowd, when they pan to the crowd while they're all performing, they had to animate 10,000 different fucking animals.
Jeez.
Like, I don't know. When you look at this shit, it's fucking beautiful, and you know that a 100 computer geeks sat behind their computers and made this thing pristine. And we're sitting here talking about Matthew McConaughey being the voice of the film, or Halsey being the voice of the film, but just to kind of bring it into something topical, VFX people are just getting the shit kicked out of them right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of stuff like this. Like,
remember
when we
bullied them into fixing Sonic's face?
That's what I'm talking about.
Imagine caring enough about something like that.
But
who fucked up?
Who gives that much of a fuck about 10,000 animals in the crowd, right?
That's a lot of work.
Like, you don't need to pan that.
They were tortured.
Right? Like, I guess that's just the point I'm making.
We thought we weren't allowed out of the basement. We should have, like, checked on those animators.
Sonic didn't even end up being that good. But at least he didn't have teeth.
Okay, so here's critics' reviews. Because we'll have to give ours at the end. So ours is going to be completely based on half listening, barely watching, but nonetheless, enjoying.
I just want to point out whatever this wolf girl,
Halsey, is
wearing, I love it.
You want something like that in real life?
Can I be this for Halloween?
Who, if you were a character in this movie, what would your animated form be? What would you want to be, Jimmy?
Probably a sloth.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I could see
that. Like, what kind of music would you be singing?
Jeez, I don't know. Maybe some Barry White.
That's a sloth move. That's so slothy of you.
Thank you. Something nice and slow.
Some for the ladies. It'd take me 4 hours to sing this song.
Oh my goodness.
I love the slither of a sexy lady snake.
No kidding. That said, what would you be, Emily?
You know what? I think I would be one of those little like those little bush babies, you know, with like the big eyes, and they're always like jumping all over the place, like they can't sit still for more than like 3 seconds.
Yeah. I get that.
I think that would be me.
Although you're pretty chill. Like, I know you to be chill.
No, I'm just medicated.
Okay. Yeah. Cheers.
Boop.
I'd want to be a part of like a trio. So maybe
Mouse. Three blind mice.
Badger.
Oh, badger.
Like a honey badger.
Oh,
or like a skunk or something, right?
Skunks are cool.
Like a barbershop quartet of skunks.
I think a barbecued skunk. A barbecued skunk. Oh, no.
Tony.
It's a children's movie.
Yes, okay, reviews here. That's what we were talking about. The review aggregator, also known as Rotten Tomatoes, gave this a 71% out of 131 critic reviews.
Okay. I was like, 71 out of 131 is a weird rubric.
The 71. It's a really weird rune Glyphberg.
Yeah. A weird rune clipboard.
Weird Roger Bolton. Yeah. No, the point.
What does Billy Crystal say?
It's Cannavale.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, 71% out of 131 critic reviews. So that's the average that the critics got. Okay, so then,
should we do it out of 100 then, or out of 131?
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, we'll give ours at the end. We'll do it out of 100.
Okay. Is this the end? I don't know.
I'm
basing it on the reclusive lion at this point, and he still hasn't
joined
unreclused.
Yeah.
De-reclused?
Declused.
De-reclusified.
He's clused.
He is still clused. Yeah. What is
I can really hear it now. Did they just turn up the volume?
The website's consensus reads second verse, same as the first. Yeah, they did turn it up.
Second verse, same as the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just to say that nothing much has changed. So, if you've not seen Sing 1, like me and Jimmy, I don't think you're missing much. Metacritic.
Disagree. Sing is great. You should go watch it.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was good.
All right.
For not seeing it. Everything great about it was great. About
it. Assigned the Metacritic, which uses a weighted average, assigned the film a score of 49 out of 100.
What?
That was based on 27.
Really? That seems outrageous.
Based on 27?
That was based on 27 critics.
That's not
reviews.
A very viable sample size.
And then...
Agreed. Okay, hard agree.
I have to flip the paper.
Like 27 grumpy critics.
And then...
Right? They all went to see this so mad.
They did not listen to Happy.
It's the middle of
the
day.
Or they listened to too much Happy before they went.
All the way there, yeah.
Justin Lowe from The Hollywood Reporter gave this, he said he praised the musical set of the film, calling the ragtag cast that Buster had brought for an auteur cast had blossomed into a full-fledged company of professional performers.
Seems like a 2D.
Justin Lowe, is that the little Apple computer guy?
No, but I get what you're thinking.
What's his name? Justin Long.
Justin Long.
Long, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm an Apple.
Yeah.
Poor PC. But he was right the whole time. PC was right the whole time.
It's so true.
And we bullied him.
I'm like, I want a dependable middle-aged balding man who just has always been there. And
he's never gonna leave.
I know how to control alt delete him.
I miss Justin Long.
Oh, hey, here's something funny. Emily Clark of Plugged In praised the film's inspiring and emotional elements.
You weren't supposed to tell people that I have another job.
But took issue with the fact that Mina tells Buster she's not okay kissing someone on stage, and he sort of dismisses her. The whole affair made me a bit queasy, thinking about how many a young starlet has received her first smooch from a total stranger at the behest of adult directors and producers.
That person is smart and has a wonderful name.
Tell us about that. Speak on that.
Yeah, Emily Clark sure knows what she's talking about.
She does, yeah. Emily. And they both don't have E's, too.
Emily Clark's with no E's. That's spectacular.
Well,
you know what? If you Google me... you don't get me at all. And if you Google Emily Clark Canada, there is a woman on the Canadian women's hockey team named Emily Clark.
Yeah, she's got it.
Yeah, so there, like, you'll never find me. I'm just like, there is such a generic name.
You could have a special set of skills.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't matter.
It doesn't matter. So I'm not that Emily Clark. I'm also not the hockey player Emily Clark. There's some, like, model, her, like, thing on Google is, like, she leaves a trailing fire of... something in the wake of her heels or something. Also not me.
God.
Also not me.
Wow.
So,
you've got a really great online presence.
Yeah.
That's not for you.
I'm all over the place. Yeah.
You should do that thing. Did you guys remember the Ultimate Josh fight that happened a few years ago?
What's the Ultimate
Josh
fight?
When all the Joshes got together and had a sword fight? You could do that with all the Emily Clarks.
There's so many. Yeah.
Like everybody... Anybody named Josh? Or specific Josh?
I remember
Josh's
this from
in the
internet.
That could go. I swear it's real.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, hit me.
Are you telling me the truth or are you just joshing me?
Wow, yeah.
Oh, that was good. That one felt good. No, but that's an interesting point to make because this is a kid's movie. And having a male character dismiss a female character because she doesn't want to give him some lip service, that doesn't send a good message to the little boys and girls out there about manners and respect.
Yeah, or what you need to do to get ahead in the entertainment industry.
Right? Like, do you need to pull your fluffy yes. butt out and show some fluff like they're doing? Not
what?
Doing? I don't know. I'm just equating it to showing some
your
skin.
Pull your fluffy butt out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like whatever Harvey Weinstein used to say, but equivalent to a fluffy animal. Fluffer butt.
That's how he sounds.
You're going to fluff your butt.
But like, it just goes to show you that even in the most innocent animated film, there's still dark shit of Hollywood seeping into it.
Yeah, and you know, I'm surprised that in today's day and age, that made it past, you know, and into production. Like there, that some people are gonna, I'm sure they're rolling their eyes at me right now, and my friend Emily Clark. But honestly, this is something little kids are watching, and there's lots of people, lots of kids probably watching this, thinking like, oh, I want to be a famous singer. Oh, I turn my microphone again.
You do. And just take the fuzz off so you can see the front side of it.
No, I need my
Emily,
fuzzy butt.
Emily enjoys fucking with the audience and acting like she's walking out of the room and walking back in.
Yeah. Like, that's enough of this. There can only be one Emily Clark here.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, I think I'm surprised it got through, honestly.
I looked around me. I thought so.
It's like you're fading out your own track.
Oh, the reclusive lion's out of his...
There we go.
Okay, so finale. Mm-hmm.
Bono has stepped on the scene, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that a suitcase?
It seems like it's alive.
Seems that's like a suitcase.
Oh.
ScarJo just pulled out Buster.
Matthew McConaughey's in it.
So we have Taron Egerton on screen there for a second with ScarJo and Matthew McConaughey. They'll never be on screen together ever again.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't think you could get a cast like this in real life.
IRL. Wow. You mean real life or real life?
I mean in a feature, in a non-animated film. That's why this is so easy to do, in my opinion.
Because it's not like they have to go do the mocap.
Right?
Andy
exactly.
Serkis does it.
They can sit at home.
Andy Serkis does it all.
Well, what are you doing this week? Mocap for Matthew McConaughey, but you're Andy Serkis. I know.
Listen.
I got this covered.
He's a koala bear. Yeah. Only I know how to do the motions.
That's funny. That's so funny.
Okay. Completely unrelated, but like Marvel movies, okay? We were talking about Guardians of the
Galaxy.
Can
you just wait till later?
No, I can't. Because we're thinking about this. Only I can do the emotions. So when we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's Groot, right? And Vin Diesel plays Groot. And I'm like, what do you mean plays Groot? He says, he's like, Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. And then like... and so the Dan's trying to convince me that it's like all the different ways that he says it and like all of his different
it's
body movements.
It's the pacing and the cadence and the
tone.
And
I'm like, he's not a tree. It doesn't matter how many things you put on him. He doesn't walk like a tree. And like, honestly, I like that's just having more money than you know what to do with. Like, you can literally have anyone say, I am
Anybody
Groot.
Could have done it and they could have just turned it into what they wanted
I
to hear.
I am Groot. Yeah, and like, I
that
understand.
That would have been cheaper.
You know what? Yeah. And
instead
I bet.
Of getting Riddick.
I bet in stuff like that, they just...
Triple X over here. Just like, I'm Groot.
Getting pitch black right. to walk into the studio
Family.
With those cat's eyes.
Getting the pacifier to do that.
I know.
That's all of his movies.
We
and you want to know something? It's all about family.
It's all about family.
He comes back to family.
Well, somebody just sprayed bug spray,
citronella.
And it smells really good.
These are the bonuses.
It's windy enough that it's not... We're okay. I haven't been bitten once.
I haven't turned on the mosquito repeller yet. I'm actually a little chilly,
these
too.
These chumps wore their Real Debaters t-shirts. I wore my Real Debaters sweater.
I don't have one. Actually, I just bought t-shirts the first time. Yep.
So if everybody wants to be cool like me, you can go to our...
We should have brought some.
Yeah.
We could sell merch.
Next time we come here, we need some.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our first actual...
Outing.
We could have done sold merch to Handsome Daughter.
Yeah, we could have.
Shit, we're dumb.
I'm just saying, in the middle of a field, this is the first time we've ever done something like this, and it was put together very quickly. So,
very quickly.
We promise the next one will be more well-informed about the movie we're watching.
I bet we could do, you know, because the shipping is kind of expensive, maybe we could do an order for merch, and we could have our listeners...
It's free over 75.
Oh, it's free over 75. Okay,
yeah.
Get out there.
I am totally down with your idea.
We could have any local listeners who are going to come out and see us at our next local event could get in on our merch order, and then you could skip the shipping.
It takes three shirts to get the free shipping, ladies and gentlemen. And
it takes three to make a thing all right.
We have Real Debaters Lifestyle there, just to take a break for a second. And the lifestyle
break,
is our No, I meant from talking about Sing 2, not you. Take a knee, Emily. Emily, seriously, take a knee. No, you raise a good point that...
I'm not comfortable with that. I won't do that for stardom. no matter what this movie tells me to do.
Whatever the theme of this film is. Oh, shit. No, for listener out there, while we shamelessly promote ourselves, we have a lifestyle brand as well. Jimmy likes to refer to it as our cult line.
Our cult line.
And if you can't come to $75 on clothing, you can sure as hell do it with like a skateboard, yep, or stickers or a towel
and
or a piece
of
art.
That's not just the deck, by the way. It comes with the wheels and the
It's a full tricked out deck. It's
the
a package.
Other pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, all of the pieces?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even have to be good at skateboarding.
I was going to say, can I buy the talent? How about, can I purchase balance?
Can you buy a skateboard because nobody ever has?
You Space Jam Tony Hawk's abilities into your own body.
Perfect.
Man, no, sorry, you get Bam Margera. It's a lot worse.
Bam Margera.
Yeah.
Do I have to like be super obnoxious? Like,
you're great at skateboarding, but you just torture your dad.
Yeah, but I'm just a terrible person.
And you're going through your third stint of rehab.
Accurate. No, I'm just kidding.
Accurate. I think we are slowly approaching the end of the film, though. Because I mean,
how do you know?
Well,
that in case, sorry, Gunter, there is that little pig with the like super bright clothes.
I can definitely see.
Very
it.
Like.
Yeah.
I can't think of the right word, but he is very much it, whatever it is. Eurovision.
He has the zhuzh.
Kind of.
Eurovision. Yeah. What is he, like a Ukrainian rock band? We love Ukraine here on the show. They're definitely, like, they're all getting ready to do, I think, their final performance here. Look at them. They're all getting dressed and shit.
Ooh, okay, and this is where I wish we had, like, live audience interaction, because I want to know what everybody thinks the finale song is going to be.
Oh, it's the original song that was on our phone.
I forgot about
phone.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, I can't.
You don't want there to be an original song.
I want to be able to sing along with the song that it is.
Well, like, okay, I would take off my headset if people were singing. Do you guys dig the whole sing along to a movie thing?
Have you ever been to one that like is designed
when
to
they
be
re-release it and let it?
And so like if you go to a Sound of Music or whatever, and it's like audience interaction where they put the lyrics up and like when a certain character comes on screen, you're supposed to like yell something or.
It was kind of like that at Cult Movie Night.
Yeah, Cult Movie Night is like that. Like especially with. Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
Yep. It was like that. We did The Room.
And they threw spoons.
Oh, The Room.
Yeah, they threw
spoons.
Yeah.
It was wild.
I took Dan on one of our first dates to Cult Movie Night at the a dive bar somewhere. I can't remember which one. A really like divey one. And Dan is like scared of dive bars. Like Dan doesn't like to be in the like.
Was Dan like hotel bars?
Like, oh yeah, those really like divey, like
Fairmont
downtown.
Velvet Glove only.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the best bars.
I know, they're my favorite. Anyway, so I dragged him to Rocky Horror Picture Show. So he'd never been to this divey of a dive bar. He'd never seen Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Wow.
It was like our second or third date. I made him dress up.
What?
And like, and this is like, for those of you that know Dan, just not anything he would ever do. Like he really wanted to sleep
with me. That's how
you knew. Yeah. Like,
that's how you knew he really wanted to sleep with you.
Now that we're married, he would never do this. Like ever. That's
But did he like the movie?
I don't know. I'm honestly still not sure.
I still haven't asked.
I don't want to. He told me he did at the time, but again, ulterior motives.
Right.
I
feel you were just like, here's a hoop. Jump.
Yeah, I think he had fun, and I certainly had fun.
That sounds like a great time.
That does sound like a great time.
And then actually, my mom retired. I did an audience participation. I rented out the Park Theater, and we did The Princess Bride.
Wow.
And I put together
As
a whole bunch of, like,
inconceivable.
Exactly. And I made props. And so when you came in, you could choose what person you
Anybody
wanted to be. So
want
I had, like,
peanut?
A six-fingered man, and I had, like, a mustache for Inigo Montoya, and I had a crown for Princess Buttercup.
Inigo Montoya.
And so you could pick what character you wanted to be, and it was, like, you had your little props. And then as the movie went along, there were instructions. And so, like, when Inigo Montoya came on, you could be like, prepare to die! And you would boo the six-fingered man and stuff. Yeah, it was fun.
That's why I'm like, why isn't this happening here? There's, like, five songs in this film, for sure.
No subtitles, brother.
Yeah, but you give everybody the lyrics when they come over here.
That's
right?
A lot of paper.
Well,
I bet you could
PDF it on a phone.
Yeah, I bet you could do it on the phone. It could be, like, an interactive.
Yeah.
Because they have the closed captioning available, right? You can do the listen and
you're
watch.
Right. Yeah.
So I bet they could do it with lyrics. But
I think this is the finale. I know I've been saying that for 10 minutes, but I'm pretty sure this is the finale.
The lighting is
We've said that
promising.
Three songs now. It's the finale.
There hasn't been a song.
Can
in
you
a while.
Tell I'm not guessing? Can you hear the songs with your headset on? Because I can barely.
Oh.
Ooh, look at this. Got some Star
this
Wars
is
going
what
on.
I asked. Are they in outer space?
See, I think Eternals is going to look really good at night. Sun goes fully down.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody looks good at night.
Yeah.
I think it's, I don't know.
I can't wait for some Gilgamesh.
Fine. It's totally fine.
Eternals is fine.
It's long, but it's fine.
Is it long?
Yeah, it's almost
it's long,
hours.
But it's fine. So names yeah. of your sex tape.
Yeah.
It all circles back around.
The long eternal.
I think I was pretty enhanced when I watched Eternals, if I'm remembering correctly.
I was an enhanced person.
You were better then.
So
evolved.
Yeah. So I mean, that's not going to be the case tonight. Obviously.
Traveling a different plane.
I came here with my children.
Were you on the astral plane watching the Eternals?
The astral plane. I was in the multiverse.
So you're wondering whether. So, do you think you're going to like it less?
You know what? I'll probably be able to focus more. What I remember about the Eternals was being like, it's really colorful.
Boy, was it.
Which I liked.
It looks stunning.
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece in filmmaking when it comes to doing a superhero movie in practical environments instead of green screening. Because she's like, I want to shoot on a beach. So they shot on a beach. Whereas normally you'd be like, all right, we're going to put that beach on a green screen.
Yeah.
Put that beach on a green screen. Get on that green screen, beach.
Beach. I think you'll dig it.
I remember thinking some of the casting was done for casting's sake, like for the sake of the actor as opposed to like for the sake of the character. Yeah. So I remember thinking some of the casting was a little like ill-fitting.
But kids don't care.
Well, I'm not a kid. I care.
No, but I'm saying that like
kids don't
care who you cast. Like you could cast anybody, but I guess that's what makes adults bring the kid to the movie.
I guess so.
It's being like, oh, Matthew McConaughey's in it. Maybe I'll.
I just.
That's the whole. That's the trap. Like you don't. Like Jonathan Taylor.
All right.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas was cast as Simba because Simba was a boy, right? But he was super popular at the time.
A mighty king.
How do you get adults to put up with an hour and a half of mindless animation? You get guys who sound like Matthew McConaughey
to
be a koala.
Right.
You get Halsey who gets in the teenage boys who get hard-ons. You get ScarJo in for the Marvel fans. Like this is handpicked because each of these actors have fan bases.
Yeah,
this is why you'd never do a real like getting all of these people in the scene together. Taron Egerton, Matthew McConaughey, ScarJo, right off the hop. That like for $85 million, I think they were probably getting paid maybe. Maybe on the high end, like high end, 7 to 10 million for the big names.
Yeah,
and like five
or
less.
Nick Kroll make
guys.
Probably
I gotta 300,000. The choreography that they're doing in this scene is amazing.
Ooh,
and
we've
in the background
dance.
We've kind of seen all of the like training montages for this karaoke.
Right,
yeah. They've got like fire dance going. They've got the like daiko drumming, like the
Japanese taiko. Yeah.
And I wish we had our cameras set up right now because I'm grooving. Like I was over here just like dancing around.
I'm grooving.
I hear these songs and they're definitely uplifting. They're positive. They're singable, right?
Positive because they've got paws.
They do.
Aminals.
All right, aminals
all right, Zootopia.
See, that's a Zootopia. That was a Zootopia like
joke.
No deer or whatever. Like that tiger too.
You know what? I bet you we're all going to Google this after and go, oh, it's those animals from that universe.
I bet.
In a different
honestly,
story.
They look the same.
Like a lot of the audience members might even be the same.
Okay. I remember the Louis C.K. dog in Zootopia. I know. Triggering. But like what I'm saying is I remember the animation of that dog and it looks identical to this gorilla.
Yeah.
Not that the dog and the gorilla look alike, but the animation.
The animation looks alike, yeah.
The big eyes. And
I need my Emily Clark back up to tell everyone that to boo Louis C.K. with me.
I will not look
at your penis just to get famous.
Boo.
Yeah, maybe that was the shot across the bow. They were like, to all you Louis C.K. fucks out there.
Yeah.
Boo that, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was just sad because every once in a while I'm like, oh, you know, I want to watch some like really funny comedy and there's some really good Louis C.K. bits and I'm just like I just can't
He's
I can't bring,
an
myself,
you, hey, you know what?
I can't bring
hey,
myself to do it.
You want
to
watch him? Just watch Dane Cook.
Dane Cook. Okay, can we talk about Dane Cook?
Jesus.
Getting
do we have to talk about him marrying
getting
his,
married to his 23-year-old fiance
don't even.
And that he's been with for 5 years. So if you
That's
do the fucking
so
math
bad.
On that one, he was 45. Which is the age of my husband right now. So just for like a nice comparison. So my husband is 45.
He's one Dane Cook year old.
He's one. Yeah. He's so if he met and decided to start dating a literal high schooler right now, like 12th grade, like maybe just graduated. Oh, this is her first summer of not being in high school. Like she's thinking about going to college, and like if that doesn't make you want to vomit
about
in your mouth.
Dane Cook.
Yeah. So the only reason I can think that this would possibly happen is he has to aim for an age group that doesn't fucking know who he is.
How bad is comedy?
Because if you're age appropriate, you've seen all of his shitty movies.
You've seen stand-up.
You've seen Good Luck.
Yeah. Good Luck,
Chuck. Good Luck,
okay.
Chuck. Yeah.
Hang on. Just in defense, I can't break up with him until I get all my CDs back is one of the best Dane Cook jokes.
If we're defending Dane Cook. No, you're good.
You're totally good, man.
Yeah, you can. We've got a mic for talking. If we're defending Dane Cook, I will say that my best
we're not.
My
we're,
best
not.
Friend,
we're not.
I was just defending the joke. I wasn't defending the human.
My best friend's girl is legitimately one of my favorite comedies. I don't know why.
Well, you know, he's playing a character.
It certainly was a character. I really like. I did it again, didn't I? Sorry. I really like.
It stays here the entire time.
I really like Kate Hudson. That's what I was trying to say. and the American Pie guy.
All right, back to ones here. Okay. We're closing out this film here. And Dane
You've
Cook.
You've said that 35 minutes.
I know. That's my running joke.
This is the 15th finale.
It's like
encore.
It's the Hobbit of animated films.
Oh, my God. They're going to keep walking.
Never seen any
this
of
is where the kiss. Is this where the kiss? No, this isn't the kiss that we were talking about. I think we passed that. We definitely missed it.
We're over it.
Yeah, we're over it. Because we're almost at the end of the film.
It's almost
Jeez.
Eternals time, man.
It's almost Eternals. Is everybody ready for a perfectly fine movie experience?
Yeah.
I usually picked Morbius.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how many more people would be here?
I loved that movie.
Oh, it's Morbin time.
I loved that movie.
Does he actually say it's Morbin time?
No.
No. No, that's
he
been
says
fed in
time
a
to
ton
get
of shit.
These motherfucking steaks on this motherfucking
plane. Like... Released. No. So Batgirl can't get released once, but they'll put Morbius in theaters 2 times.
I loved it.
That's
loved
Sony
it.
Though. That's not Warner's.
I know, but Sony just doesn't give a shit.
I didn't know what to expect, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Like it was strange and like nonsensical, and the bad guy was so well done. It was like the Doctor Who guy.
Yeah, it was the Doctor Who.
He did a great job, and Jared Leto is terrible, and I hated him. but he's a hateable character in the movie, really. And I don't know, it was great.
He's
I love
an anti-hero.
We tried to see that movie like 4 times, me and Jimmy. And I think that was a sign of just avoid it and spend your $14 on McDonald's instead.
Yeah,
I loved it. Go see it. No, I mean watch it at home. But also
release it in theaters again, Tony.
Don't spend any money on it.
And release the Morbin cut.
And send everybody from Batgirl's production staff a free ticket.
If you have any expectations, you'll be sorely disappointed.
There's going to be a Morbius too.
I can't wait.
Like there 100% will be. If they're going to do Blade and they're going to do, what's his name?
Who announced it? Peyton Oswalt?
Yeah. It's going to happen. There's no way it won't. They're trying too hard to make it happen, so it's going to happen.
Well,
stop trying to make Fetch happen.
No one's going to morb.
It's
Morbin
time.
It's Morbin time. I haven't even seen it, and I love that.
He spins around, and he turns into a vampire.
Does he actually say
it in the film?
No,
he does not. Okay, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, because it's the side with the logo.
The side with the logo.
You know what? I know a great exit when I see one, and we're closing out on this film here. I'm getting a little hungry, so that before we get into the Eternals, we're going to go grab a snack, but ladies and gentlemen, this is part one of a two-part episode where
we're going to try to get some audience participation.
We are, yeah, and I think we will for the later show.
Right,
so,
once people have warmed up to the idea of, and they've also cooled down because it's cooling down outside.
Yeah, and I
cooled on down.
So, yeah. We're going to take a little break, and part two is to follow with the Eternals. We will be here the entire time, just like we were for this film.
I'd like to point out I'm not hungry because I ate in the 25 minutes that I sat here by myself waiting for these guys to get here.
Hear that, ladies and gentlemen? I can't get no respect. Fucking Rodney Dangerfield. We'll see you shortly. And,
but we're going to miss the finale.
That's totally fine. I don't think it matters.
Your song saved my life.
It's a beautiful day.
Emily, that's it's on my phone. I don't need to listen
right.
to it.
It wakes me up every morning. It's my alarm.
I feel, you know what? We didn't see the beginning. We don't need to see the end, and we saw the middle. So fuck it all.
I give it 86 out of 131.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I've been Michael Petro. To my left has been
Emily Clark.
And to the end has been
Matthew McConaughey's koala bear.
All right, all right, all right. See you in a few, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.
Spanish ladies.
All right, so we have a reaction from the whole movie that was seen by a child, specifically Emily Clark's child. And
this Emily Clark, not the Emily,
not the reviewer. Yeah, we didn't fax her child over. Fax. What the fuck am I talking about?
Sorry, fax her child
sorry.
Over.
Watch my language around the child.
My
anyways,
child's here, Mike.
We have hello, Zoe. We have your daughter here. How you doing?
Good.
Well, okay, so first question. Let's get right down to brass tacks here. What did you think of the film?
It was good.
What did you like about it?
I liked the singing. My favorite part was the fight scene.
With the big fire pit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Did you see the first one?
Yeah.
Is this one better than the first one?
Definitely.
Okay.
Oh, you think Sing 2 is better than Sing?
Definitely.
Wow.
See, this
they're marketing it right to the right audience.
A little behind the scenes info here. On the way here, I was under the impression that I was informed that Sing 2 is not as good as Sing. Is that not what you said, or was that your sister?
I have no idea.
That face is
all that, or is it, or is it not what you said? No, I'm just kidding.
You're calling her out live on the show.
What makes this one better than the first one?
Oh, I think we might have a confirmation on which daughter was saying what.
We do. We'll get Lily on the mic in a second here,
okay,
to
right.
defend her
stance. Lily just walked up here because I think she saw Big Sister on the mic. Zoe, who's your favorite character?
I don't know. Maybe.
Gorilla, koala, hedgehog, wolf.
The
wolf
dog
too.
Girl?
The oh, that's Halsey. That was the singer Halsey, was the dog girl, also known as She-Wolf.
The She-Wolf. Excellent. What was your favorite song that they did?
Still the fight scene one.
Oh, okay, the fight scene song.
Yeah, I wish we could be like, yeah, we saw that too, but we did. We just didn't hear it.
We were here.
We were here the whole time.
We were here.
Do you hope they make a Sing 3?
Definitely not.
I love that. I love the fact that, like, how old are you, Zoe?
I'm 10.
You're 10. You're the market audience for this kind of film, and you already know they better not spend another $90 million. Unless they're going to let Batgirl out.
It was $80 million.
85. Sorry, I'm rounding up. I'm rounding up. All right. Well, do you want to get second daughter up on the mic and see what she has to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Change spots with your sister. Put those headphones on there, Lil.
She brought the blanket prepared.
Yeah, no, she knows what she's doing.
Brought several blankets. Sure. Step on up to the mic. Talk into it.
Hi.
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. So, Lily, what did you think of the film?
I liked it a lot.
What was your favorite part about it?
The fight scene.
We have double confirmation that the fight scene is the best part of the movie. Did you think it was better or worse or the same level as Sing?
I'd say better.
Oh, they both say better.
Interesting.
It's like they're sisters.
You told us a different story.
You did. You lied about your children in the car.
I really thought that I was told on the way here that they didn't like Sing 2.
Wow. And how do you respond to that, Lily?
I did not say that. That was Zoe.
Oh, I see.
I love the shot calling on the show already. I love this.
Interesting. Well, so now we're going to watch The Eternals. What do you two know about The Eternals?
I know nothing, and I hate Marvel movies.
Oh, my God. Emily, you just got your daughter kicked off the show.
It's going to be
Shots
a long movie.
Fired.
That's going to be a long 2.5 hours, Lily.
It's going to be a long car ride home.
Are you willing to go into it with an open mind?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all you can ask, I think.
That is. And especially of a child, too, whose mind is so open that, like, you know, it's not a real big stretch. What was your favorite character? What was your favorite animal?
The koala.
Ah, Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. Did you guys? Sorry, I was texting Shauna. Did you ask her if she hopes there's a Sing 3?
Yeah. Do you want there to be another one?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Split decision.
Right down the middle. All right. You got anything else you want to say about the film, Lily, before we let you go?
No.
That's so
that
matter of fact.
All my feedback. Thank you.
Well, the next time you see us out, ladies and gentlemen, and you see people talking to us from the other side of the table, that means you too can do the exact same thing that these two lovely young ladies did. So, yeah, we're gonna continue on hanging out until the next film starts. And, yeah, bye-bye. Say bye, girls.
Bye.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, another Real Debaters production is in the can. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first, second, third, fifth, 20th time, thank you so much. But thank you to the first timers, the ones here who pressed play for the first time and took a gamble on us. If you like what you heard today, the easiest thing to support the show is just to subscribe. Hit the like button, the follow button, whatever's in your podcast player. Make it so that we're always there every Wednesday for you, okay? That would be huge. If you want to stay in touch with us, if you want to follow us, there's a couple ways to do that. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. We're slowly migrating to YouTube by putting all of the things we've ever put on video onto that site. There's some surprises coming this year that happened a while ago, but I felt needed to be shared because they're part of the Debaterverse. So the YouTube page is coming. But if you want to follow us, it's at Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. It's the Real Debaters Podcast on TikTok. All of the links, all of the one-click-away things are in the show notes that you've just listened to. So if you want to follow us there, that would be great, too, because then you get to stay in the know of all the things that we do and what we're going to try to do this year and what we've done in the past, so on and so forth. Yeah, so that's how you stay in touch with us. If you want to contact us, it's therealdebaters@gmail.com. All the spelling for all these things is R-E-E-L to keep with the title of the show. So you can send an email to us there, request an episode, want to call out one of us for being a goofball. There's places to do that as well, too. Like the Real Debaters website, you can email us, or you can go straight to the website, rate us on Podchaser, realdebaters.ca. And if you really, really liked what you heard and you want to support the show in some fashion that requires you spending money, well, we got a couple ways for you to do that as well, too. You can buy our merch at the Prop Shop. It's a store through Threadless, and it's online, and you can order stuff. We've got tons of stuff. We've got our Mass Debater wear there. It's our signature, original, and only line. It's all of our – it's our logo on everything. So you can support us that way. Go to the merch tab in the show notes. Or if you just got a buck and you're like, hey, I want to give you a buck – and donate it to your cause. There is a tab in the show notes as well, too, that says donate to the Debaterverse, I think. And if you click on that, it takes you to our donation page where you can donate like $1, $3, and $5. And you'll get something for your $1, $3, or $5. Any more than that's just ludicrous. Luda. So, yeah, that's just kind of what I wanted to tell you, that what I said at the end of the show. This is what you should listen to because this is all about who we are. And now that we've gotten to where we are, we want to interact with you guys more. So these are the ways to do so. This is the way to stay in touch with us. Thank you to everybody, again, who's listened to the show. Again, you pressed play. You took a chance. That's cool. So without further ado, this is where I said I would talk more. So it's eggs on your face. No, I got nothing else for you. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And watch all them fucking movies. Bye-bye.